morning and welcome again to His Time, where we start your day with song, sacred music, the Word of God, and prayer. And we talk to the most interesting people that I know. And one of my favorites, I always listened, Jane, on my way into the station, usually with you and Andy. So what a treat it is for me to get to see you in the flesh again. Well, so welcome, Jane. So good to see you.
Thank you very much, Rod. Very good to see you. And Buzz, behind the controls there, we've got a full studio this morning.
We do. We've got a little triangle going here, which is good. And everybody's smiling and looking awake, had their tea and coffee and so forth.
Oh, yes. Had my tea, my coffee. Actually, I thought about that when I was walking in from the car, and I had already depleted my coffee source and thought to myself, oh, you know what? I should have brought a coffee. And I thought, no, maybe another more caffeine wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, because we would really smoke through this 30 minutes together, wouldn't we?
We would, yes. Yeah. Yeah. But what a treat for me to be here. It's obviously a true blessing for us to have this opportunity weekly. I have an opportunity take this opportunity, of course, to talk a little bit about all that Lutheran Senior Services has to offer, because there's such a wide range of services. And of course, that is part of our mission of older adults living life to the fullest. And we take a look at that, and we really realize that regardless of circumstance, we can live a full life. In fact, you and I were just talking a little bit on the break about how with aging comes changing. And some of those are changing health needs, housing circumstances, all kinds of things can happen. So we want to be able to be an organization that can take a look at what we might offer for a wide range of people, whether they are living on limited resources. So for that case, we have our affordable housing apartments. We also have the Aging Answers line. We reach out to the community at large for trying to connect people to local resources if Lutheran Senior Services cannot meet their needs. And of course, then we also have our home and community-based services, bringing it right to your home on either a long-term or a limited basis. We have our Senior Connections and our volunteer program that just in case you yourself are not someone who has those changing aging needs, but want to be there to minister to someone who does, we have those opportunities. And of course, our continuing care retirement communities that offer all the levels of care.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone that covers the whole swath of things that senior citizens really need to live life at the fullest than Lutheran Senior Services. And you know, two things that just strike me, and to me they kind of go together, the benevolent work that you do, providing for those that really can't, you know, purchase all the things they need for their later years. And my wife and I are great supporters of that. And we encourage our listeners, whenever you have the events, and you usually come on KFUO and tell us about it, great stuff that
last
you get
night.
Out there.
Absolutely. In fact, last evening we were at Sheldon with the group, the 442s.
Oh, that is string group. How'd that go?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was very eclectic music. So it was just really very interesting. And it's all, four gentlemen. Two are from the symphony and two are with the Aaron Bodie Group. And they put their musical together, their music together, their talents together. And it's really just wonderful and as much fun to watch them as it is to hear their music. But that particular event, that is actually benefiting one of those arms of our benevolent care that we just have started calling benevolent support. So in that particular case, that event was to support our affordable housing. And so these are our seniors that live on limited incomes. So they may not also be taking advantage of monitoring their health, or really might not even have been in the circumstance to have been able to be in a situation where they were actually watching their health. So we know that that health risks are, we can help people support their health. We might be able to be part of that preventive part that avoids further problems down the road. So we embarked on a project. We got a grant and we call it Project Wellness. So in that particular case, our staff with the affordable housing worked with Project Wellness, and in a couple of our places, we've been able to raise dollars for benevolent assistance in order to put a health monitoring kiosk in that affordable housing site. So then the residents themselves can, they can self-monitor, they can monitor their blood pressure, they can monitor their weight.
My goodness, right there.
They can send that to their doctor. They can have those things that are right there. So, of course, those things cost dollars. So
sure.
We do some events to raise money for that. Last evening was one of those events. And actually, putting it on radar, anybody who wants to bowl, on February 22nd, we started this last year, and now that we've kind of figured it out, it's called Bowling for Wellness. So you get your bowling team, and you've got an afternoon of bowling.
Let's start practicing.
Yeah, I think we do. We need a KFUO team on Bowling for Wellness.
Yeah, I do too.
So all of those proceeds really benefit that piece and help those residents monitor their health. So you are right. There are not a lot of organizations that cover the wide spectrum. Many are focused only on housing. Some really are standalone places. They may have just assisted living. They may have just an independent care. They may have just a nursing home or a care center. But the model that Lutheran Senior Services follows is we want to be able to think that when someone moves into one of our continuing care retirement communities, that's a term in the industry that means independent living, assisted living, care center, in our case, short-term rehabilitation after you've suffered a stroke or you've had a knee replacement or you've had surgery and you just aren't quite strong enough to go home, you need a short-term rehabilitation. And of course, we also have our memory care. And so our idea in doing that, as opposed to only the standalone sites, is that if you are able to move into one of these communities, it may be your last move. Now, you may need to move from level to level to level, but you have priority access then when you do that. And in many cases, we have married couples where they've been living in one of our senior living communities, and perhaps one of them suffers a stroke or their health becomes more frail faster than their spouse. That spouse doesn't have to get in the car and drive to a place to visit them. You change the level of care, and you're mm-hmm. right there, surrounded by the people you know. Your husband or wife can just walk down the hall and visit you, and it really becomes a true blessing. But many people don't realize the size of Lutheran Senior Services, and I do not say this from a standpoint of trying to say, look at how large we are, but more from the standpoint of we are just so blessed to be able to reach so many people with the services that we offer. We are actually the 10th largest not-for-profit senior living not-for-profit multi-site senior housing provider actually in the nation.
That's a lot. Say that time,
yeah,
10 times.
I know,
quick, right?
I know.
Wow.
Yeah, try to say that 10 times fast.
So the 10th largest, so that's sizable. Now, in all that wide range of services that you offer out there, is it not important, I think, not only for those that might be, you know, desiring or looking for some of the services that you provide so broadly, but I think for those of us, too, that, you know, go through loved ones, mm-hmm. in the future that might be needing this. Talk to us about the importance, and I know being in the parish myself, how important it is for people to start before it's too late, to seek mm-hmm. out where you might want to, begin, your golden years. And I think that's important for family members before the pressure's on, that you got to move mom or dad or whoever to find a place that they like and you like. And now's the time, isn't it? It's never too early, I think, to do that.
Well, there's a couple of things that you touched on there that I wanted to be sure that the listeners would have an opportunity to think about, no matter where they live, because, of course, I know that the reach of KFUO is international. So,
sure.
We may be having some people that listen to this live that are in many other states or even listen to it archived or right here in the St. Louis area. But no matter where you are, that is a very important thing to think about, because one of the things that I guess we kind of talk about it at the office in kind of terms of talking about the planners and the scramblers.
Oh,
and
that's
so,
two good ways to describe it, isn't it?
I know it is. So if you yourself are reaching your aging years, It is never too early to think about it. In fact, each of our senior living communities that offer start with independent living actually have something called a future residence program. So if you've really thought ahead and you thought, okay, this is really something I want to do, the reasons for moving into a community like this vary. So someone may be at the point where they say, I don't want to worry about the maintenance of my home anymore. They may say, you know what, I want to take the worry away from my children to have to make this decision for me. So if something unexpected happens, I am already going to be in a place where care is available and can be provided. Sometimes it's a spouse passes away and the children say, Mom, I want you to move a little closer to us here. We don't have room in our own home. We think this would be a great spot. There's multiple reasons why you might want to start thinking ahead. But you make a very good point. Thinking ahead instead of waiting for the crisis.
Instead of scrambling.
Planning
rather than scrambling. Wonderful.
And we're hosting these workshops. We actually have had two this week. On Andy's Faith and Family, we had Sylvia Nissenboim, who came on last week, and she's been talking. These seminars are called How to Talk About the Hard Stuff, Communicating with Aging Parents. And we had two this week, and while I did not attend them, I talked to someone who was at them at one of the events, and they were sharing how some of the, this is really for that focus of the children, the adult children of the parents who are aging, and that there were some in attendance there who just, they really did not even know where to turn. So they knew that their parents needed something, they just didn't know what. And if that's what any listener is facing, I do want to share that Lutheran Senior Services also has a service called the Aging Answers Line. And it is managed by geriatric care specialists. So these are our elder care specialists who just could really talk with you about what you are facing. We can come in and look at a home and see if a home is safe for your aging parent. We could come in and do an assessment. And while those assessments do cost, there's a sliding scale for them. And those services are managed through our outreach social services, which is a part of our home and community-based service that is really partially funded by the United Way. So we've got the real goal of that part of our service is to say, you may just have some questions. You may just not know exactly what to do. So our Aging Answers line is really for you. And that line, if any listeners are interested, is at 314-446-2475, 314-446-2475. And also that very same phone number, I was just thinking, somebody may be listening and thinking, you know, we should probably have somebody just come out and talk to our aging seniors about the options that are available, or talk to our that age segment in our congregation of, you know, the children of older adults and what's going on. That particular number also for Outreach Social Services manages something called the Speakers Bureau. So there are a variety of topics, and these elder care specialists can come to your place of business, to your church, to your civic group, and just talk about those options. There are certain topics that they do offer, but also if you have a topic that you'd like to just find out, then they can see if we can offer a speaker to come at no cost to your place to start to talk about these options so you can be prepared.
So many groups are looking for those kind of speakers. Mm-hmm. And so here it is, good listener, that you can avail yourself of this. You know, I know pastors ought to really be availing themselves of this as well, Jane, because as you were talking there, I was reliving some of my wonderful experiences. I remember the first time we had a geriatric specialist help us out with a memory care person. Mm-hmm. And through the home evaluation, we were able to put together a team, and I was the head of that team in my congregation to take care of this dear lady that had no relatives.
Yes.
And we were the family. And so we put together a team, and I went to the neurologist, and when I told him the plan, He said, we'll let her stay in her own home until it gets to the point where we just can't. And then he suggested that we also take her and see places where she had to leave her home that she mm-hmm. would feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And you know, I know we did that with our own family member. And it was so interesting because we wouldn't have known that he did not prefer the big place with all the programs. Mm-hmm. He wanted us, and we would have never known that.
Well,
or an area within like you have so many choices in the metropolitan area. How many centers do you have?
Well, actually, before I tell you how many we have, I do want to just link to one of the things that you said. I think it was really important. When you really think about even that older adult that's dealing with Alzheimer's and that neurologist that said, I don't want something big and massive. I want something personal. I wanted to mention that that's also the approach we take with our memory care. So we've started that model with our memory care and transforming pieces of our larger continuing care retirement communities into, for lack of a better word, the idea that you could visualize would be a unit. But that uh-huh. sounds so institutional. We have a household model. So for our memory care units, for example, there may be a maximum of 20 residents that would be in that place with those same caregivers. And the program that we started with that is called our My Story Memory Care Program. So once that individual comes into our household, the staff then talks to the family to learn the personal story. Mm-hmm. So they know who that person has been, who that person is, and can pull those experiences out, just like a family would be able to do.
So important with mm-hmm. those people, those dear people.
It really is, yeah.
That sounds so good.
So to answer your question about how many places do we have in the metropolitan area here in St. Louis, overall, throughout our entire network, we have 19 locations. So 9 of those are affordable housing, low-income housing sites. 9 of them are continuing care retirement communities, and 1 is a standalone assisted living. So here in the greater St. Louis area, we have Laclede Groves and Webster Groves. We have Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin. We have Brees Park in St. Charles, Hidden Lake in North County, and Meridian Village in Glen Carbon, Illinois. Those are all senior living communities with multiple levels of care. And in Richmond Heights, we have Richmond Terrace, which is assisted living only.
I haven't been to all those, but I've been to some. And what nicely, because, you know, pastors like where I was in the Detroit area, I got to so many places, and some of them, I was just aghast at the conditions. And I must say, at Lutheran Senior Services, it is top-notch quality and care. And so check it out. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more with Jane Wilkie, our wonderful communication spokesman with Lutheran Senior Services. Stick with us here on His Time.
Following the National March for Life, join LCMS Life Ministry beginning January 22nd for 3 days at the 2015 LCMS Life Conference. Theological motivation, practical know-how, and valuable time with Lutheran pro-lifers from across the country. Speakers will encourage you in advocating for life through your vocation as a Christian citizen to stand for those who will never take their first steps. LCMS.org/life or 314-996-1711.
Have you ever thought about becoming a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.
Did you know that more than 38 million people in America speak Spanish? You can share the gospel with them in their own language using a new resource from Lutheran Heritage Foundation, the Spanish Bible with Small Catechism. Like all the books LHF translates and publishes, the Spanish Bible is available at no cost to the people and ministries who need them. LHF 800-554-0723 or visit lhfmissions.org.
Hi, Craig D'Onofrio here. I want to invite you to join me Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. for Reformation Rush Hour. We'll have some of today's most interesting and intelligent people on the show. We'll talk about news that affects your faith. We'll look at the world around you and talk about how it interacts with Christianity. And we'll have a good time doing it all. This is the fastest hour in radio as you drive home Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. right after Issues Etc. on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. Rod Zwanzer filling in for Andy Bates, and great filling in that I get to talk with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Jane, I was shocked when I looked up and said it was 7:51. I thought it was like 7:40, and Andy had left so much for us to get through. So I think I'm going to have to tell him, don't come back for a while, because Jane and I have more to talk about. you were making a good point. Maybe you want to share with our listeners where we kind of left off. In this full breath, it's really all about the person for whom Jesus created, he died for, mm-hmm. and he wants for them to be in his eternal care forever. And you guys are kind of like the rest of us in the body of Christ. We're kind of temporary caregivers in Jesus' behalf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doing
Absolutely.
The best we can. And Lutheran Senior Services really exhibits this, I think.
Well, I was sharing offline when we were having the commercial break that it's certainly easy for me to be that communications person for an organization that holds excellence, quality, and care at the highest level. I really believe in that the heart, truly believe that the heart for serving is there. And you are right. We are one piece of that whole body of Christ, and that our focus then becomes being that walking with that family, walking with that aging honored citizen to really be able to provide comfort, security, quality care. And we do not forget about the spiritual piece of it. And that's one thing I want to be able to mention, too, is that we do have chaplains. I mean, the maximizing the potential of the whole person physically, socially, emotionally, mentally,
financially,
all of it,
isn't it?
But really, the spiritual piece is so strong. So we have chaplains provided in
you
no matter what area.
You have deaconesses, you have all kinds of spiritual care there.
And what people may not realize either, one piece that we also do at Laclede Groves is we have a site for clinical pastoral education. So we have our CPE program there that then is one part of that national organization that accredits for clinical pastoral education. So we have students that come there and they get trained through that CPE and they get their units, but then also that hands-on care that they can do spiritually with spending hours with our residents and kind of their, I don't know what they call it, be those clinical hours that they have to do, but it would be that those extra people to be there for offering that spiritual care to our residents, their families, and even our employees.
I'd like to at least touch on two more things before our time whizzes by here. First is volunteering. And he's telling me it's like a minute and a half.
Oh, my goodness.
Volunteering. It's so good to void yourself of all your personal feelings and woe is me's and go out and help someone mm-hmm. else. You know, the old saying, take 2 aspirin, call me in the morning. That's not going to work. I'll tell you what's going to work. Go and help somebody else. And your problems are diminished. You feel so good.
Absolutely.
And great opportunities at Lutheran Senior Services.
So because we have such short time, I will just give the website and tell people how to get to those opportunities, because they are varied and wide, from clerical to one-on-one relationships, lssliving.org, and you click on the volunteering tab at the top.
Great. Last, give us a little bit about what Worldwide KFUO means to Jane Wilkie.
Well, I love the opportunity. My relationship with KFUO was a long one. Started about 15 years ago when I was at Concordia Publishing House, CPH. I would come on and talk about books. And then when I went to Lutheran Art Ministries, it just evolved into a once-a-week devotion. Now with Lutheran Senior Services, it is an opportunity to tell the story of Lutheran Senior Services, because there's so much that can be told, but then to also link it back to a devotion. We want to be a Barnabas walking with you.
Oh, wonderful.
Because KFUO is a Barnabas to all the listeners.
When the Lord allows you to slow down a little, you've got to compose a devotional book. You really do.
Do you think so? I should have been writing all these down all these years.
Well, we can just give you the archives, right?
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Jane Wilkie, Lutheran Senior Services, thank you so much. It went too quick, but I hope we gave people some hope and some ideas on living well throughout your life that Christ gives to us.
And happy anniversary. Blessings to you. The 90 years is a great thing
to
celebrate.
Thanks, Jane. When you come back again, I want to be here.
Okay.
Thanks.